House Bill 2, voter ID, and coal ash cleanups are headline-grabbing issues in the governor's race. Roads? Not so much. But the McCrory administration is touting success in changing the way North Carolina builds its roads. WFAE's David Borax takes a look.
For decades, road building in North Carolina was a political process. The DOT's equity formula, introduced in the 1980s, spread funding around the state, whether it was needed or not. The formula was impenetrably complex, and lawmakers with clout got road projects for their districts, says State Transportation Secretary Nick Tennyson.
Unfortunately, once you have something that has that much mystery to it, there was a fair amount of political influence that was involved in where spending occurred.
When he was Charlotte's mayor, Pat McCrory often railed about road funding. He thought more should be coming to Charlotte, where growth was straining local roads and highways. Charlotte got no road money when federal economic stimulus grants were handed out in 2009. Yet, as McCrory pointed out, slower-growing places like Fayetteville and New Bern were getting big bucks. McCrory is still talking about roads on the campaign trail. Here he is in a debate against Democratic opponent Roy Cooper in June.
They built roads in North Carolina not based upon where the need was, but based upon where the powerful politicians happen to live. In fact, as you drive through North Carolina, you still see highways that go from 2 lanes to 8 lanes back to 2 lanes. It makes no sense whatsoever. And where
in 2013, the General Assembly passed Governor McCrory's Strategic Transportation Investments Law, or STI. It came with a new, more data-driven ranking system for road projects.
In my first year as governor, we changed the formula in which we actually have congestion, safety, and economic development as the main priority on where we build roads.
The new formula also allocates money according to a project's statewide, regional, or local importance, which McCrory says gives local officials more say. NCDOT's current 10-year plan was the first to use the new formula. Tennyson says it pays for hundreds more projects than would have been funded under the old formula and speeds up many more. For example,
the NC-73 project that goes from U.S. 29 to Poplar Tent Road, 9 miles in Concord, would not have been funded under and had been competing for and had not been successful in competing for a long time.
Tennyson says an interchange at I-485 and Weddington Road in South Charlotte will be built 3 years sooner thanks to the process. The list includes small projects and big ones, like I-85 widening in Cabarrus and Rowan counties, and converting Independence Boulevard from Charlotte to Matthews into a freeway with optional toll lanes. Neil Burke of the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization says the new process has made a difference for projects like Independence Boulevard.
The city of Charlotte had long estimated that, you know, pre-STI it would take maybe 30 to 50 years to upgrade that facility just because NCDOT distributed the funds more equitably throughout the state and didn't leverage more funds to urban areas.
Burke says more transportation money now is flowing to larger cities where most of the state's growth is. One project the governor supports was planned before the new formula took effect, the I-77 toll lane project from Charlotte to Mooresville. Critics say the busy highway could have been widened without tolls under STI. Here's Bill Russell of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
I really wish that we had this model in place 3 or 4 years ago when I-77 was being discussed, because certainly the widening of I-77 would have fit into this model and would have been high on the priority list.
Transportation Secretary Tennyson says he understands some don't like the project, but the state had to pick a starting point for the new formula. He says overall, STI is an improvement.
We are in an era when people want to know why is a decision made, and this system is going to be completely responsive to that question.
In the governor's race, Cooper and McCrory have been sparring over roads. McCrory supports the I-77 project. Cooper says he'd cancel the contract, even though construction has started. He says he'll also seek a bond for roads and bridges, and said there's still more to do.
What we have to do is to put forward a transportation plan that gets us ready for the next few decades, and that's going to require leadership.
Leadership that'll be decided on November 8th. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.